Session 10, church planting. In this, our final session, we're going to address the topic of when. When are you going to do this? When will you church plant? When will you do what this course is about? When will you participate in church planting, either as a church planter yourself or as a sponsoring church? Well, let's look at two important determining factors affecting the timing about church planting. When you will personally be ready to church plant, and when will your core group be ready to host a launch event? Completing this course and completing the certification process with the Nehemiah Project may be a matter of consideration. Get as much training as possible before you get to the church planting field. While you may sense God's call to church plant, the affirmation of your home church and network of churches will speak to potential church members. Here is someone who has training and endorsement in starting this new church. Remember the Norman Rockwell painting of the boy checking the doctor's credentials, the boy's about to get a shot. Well, people check out our credentials to make sure we know what we're doing. So rather than seeing completing a course like this as a hoop to jump through, see the value of gaining as much information as possible before attempting to church plant. When will you be ready to church plant? Well, consider the following: the certainty of God's call. Ephesians 3:8 speaks of Paul's certainty. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, if you're going to be faithful to the church planting task, the certainty of the call is essential, especially in the hard times. A sure call will keep you in the work when the circumstances get down. Passion for the lost of a specific area is another important consideration. Like John Knox praying, "Give me Scotland or I die." Do you have a holy passion for the people in the place you're considering? Like a burden from which you cannot escape, God will place a burning desire in the receptive heart. Well, do you have that burden? What about faith? In Hebrews 11:1, the words church planting could be inserted. Now, church planting is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. The task of planting a new church is to work for that which you cannot see. God has shown it to you in your mind's eye of prayer and faith, and you believe in faith that He will do what He has spoken to you. Prayer is essential not only for the church planter, but for the team, the core, and the whole church, because there's nothing else there except for God and a belief in what He wants. Well, when you're ready to church plant also has much to do with when you're ready to tackle your world being turned upside down, leaving all this familiar to venture into the unknown. Well, are you ready for culture shock, culture fatigue, spousal dislocation, family dislocation? One factor some couples have had to contend with is that is new to their marriage is leaving the husband, church planter, having a home at the office. As the home is the office is the home. Especially if the church planter had been a pastor and away at the church office during the day. Like what happens to some couples after retirement of having too little money and too much husband. Some church planting couples have found the initial adjustment difficult. Add a move across country and some marriages are severely strained. A pastor from Mississippi made a trip to Illinois to visit a church that asked him to candidate for becoming their pastor. And as the pastor and his wife were walking from the parking lot to the church building, one of the search committee members, in welcoming them, just innocently asked the pastor's wife, "Well, what do you think about moving to Illinois?" And she burst into tears. She was clearly not ready to make the move, and they just got back in the car and drove home. I've also heard some wonderful testimonies of God's assurance coming to people that He was in the move to the city, to the new city, and that He was guiding them by His Spirit. Most of all, spiritual preparation will be the determining factor for when to attempt church planting. Are you spiritually prepared? Have you been empowered by the Holy Spirit? And are you sensing God's leading and that God has been giving you insights into how Jesus wants His church to be planted? What about your prayer life? What about spending time with God through the spiritual disciplines? Do you have a personal prayer strategy? A regular personal obedient connection with God is needed daily. In your work out on the field, you're going to be caught up in the business of the work. And if all your activity, you lose focus of what God's presence is in your life, in your work, then you're creating an organization rather than an organism that's living and filled with God's Spirit. We really want it to be a Spirit-filled and Spirit-led church plant. Prayer, a word that includes so much. Prayer is praise, thanksgiving, confession, is listening for God's voice, intercession, meditation, supplication. Well, become a person of prayer. When will you be ready to church plant? Well, don't even think about going until you have prayer partners who are bathing the new work in prayer. Before you attempt to gather a core group for the new church, gather prayer partners through email. Church planters can keep prayer partners up to date about needs. You know, what an advantage over previous generations of missionary church planters who had to wait months for correspondence. One other matter about when. When will your finances be lined up so you can make the move? Do you have the financial support in place to sustain your family until A, the church can pay you a salary, or B, you're able to get a secular job, or C, your spouse can get a job that will provide for the family? How much assistance can you count on from the sponsoring church? How reliable is that assistance? A rule of thumb is often given as 6 months. Do you have 6 months of support lined up before going? Well, good. Assuming you've taken that all of the above has been taken care of, you're ready. You're prayed up and prepared, and your family is supportive, and you've got prayer partners and financial backing, and you've got a core group. Well, when will you be ready to launch out into the deep and let the world know that you're open for business? Well, some church plants never do this. Starting through a network of home groups that begin to gather for weekly celebrations, the launch event may be low-key. Well, next Sunday we're going to meet at the middle school, invite your friends. That's all, just an announcement. Or as the model we're going to look at describes, doing a public launch, grand opening, where you invite the community in a large way with a big invitation to come and be a part of the first service of the church. Well, when will you be ready for that? Well, consider what needs to be in place to have a launch event. A place? Well, what kind of place? What does the place, even temporary rented space, say about the kind of church you hope to be? And the finances? Do you have the resources to properly get the word out through direct mail and advertising? With the launch itself, what will you do? What planning will be needed in order for the event to go smoothly? Worship. What kind of worship? Have you thought through what worship style you'll do? Who's going to play and what are they going to play? How are you going to do the words? Sheets of paper or overhead projector or PowerPoint or barred hymnals? Who'll be in charge of coordinating the worship? Will you borrow musicians or have you raised up worship leaders? In the matter of maintenance, of ushers and greeters, who will welcome the people and provide helpful information? Who will make sure the restrooms are maintained and supplied? Who's going to take care of the details like that? And children, what are you going to do with the children? Who will provide child care? How many classes? And then other ministries. What other opportunities for people to get involved through worship, study, and fellowship will you be able to offer when you have your launch event? Financial matters. Who will receive and handle the money? What safeguards will be in place from the beginning to ensure integrity and sound financial practices? Now, even though other people will be handling the money, make sure a plan is in place where the one who counts is not the one who records, and where the one who spends is not the one who records. Two counters, one financial secretary, one treasurer. When will you be ready to launch? Again, the core group is essential. While some church planters have borrowed people from other churches to assist in a launch event, it is preferable to have the core group in place before attempting a grand opening. Well, what are you going to do at the launch event? Well, how about worshiping God? How about reading and sharing from God's Word? How about praying for people? How about providing an atmosphere of warmth and caring where people feel welcomed and accepted? How about inviting people to deepen their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? How about being, from the very beginning, the church you hope to be. Vision. When are you going to begin to pursue the vision God has given you for seeing a new church get started? Well, maybe this course, and through the books you're reading and the module assignments you'll complete, will help define the vision of the type of church you sense God is calling you to start. Well, good. When are you going to do that? When are you going to set in motion what will become a tool the Holy Spirit uses for people who do not yet know Jesus Christ and who will fall in love with Jesus and be forgiven of their sins and begin living for Jesus instead of for themselves and enter everlasting life? When will you be ready to do the Great Commission, to the exciting, yet sometimes exasperating, adventure of church planting? And when will you be ready to do it all over again by assisting another church planter? Trust the Holy Spirit and your leadership covering to show you when you're ready. And in the meantime, get to know as many unchurched people as you can. Spend time with them. Get to know them. Have lunch with them. Hang out with them. And who knows? That woman at the well, or that tax collector at the dinner party, or that needy person by the side of the road, just may be the ones who will be in your core group for your new church. Why not? That's what Jesus did. And you want your new church to look like Jesus, don't you? Well, I look forward to seeing your module assignments as you think about this material and as you work on projects related to the assignments for this course. And again, I thank you for taking this course, and just want to ask God's blessings on you in your ministry, whether it's in church planting or it's in another form of ministry. But regardless of what form of ministry that may take, at some point, you want to be involved in church planting. You want to help another church get started, and you may even be on that team yourself. Well, God bless you.